And I'm sat here in the Globe Bar at the Grand Centaro here in the centre of Bangkok, where we've got a gig later on. I'm very fortunate to be sat with the lead singer of the Ian Dorsan Good Time Band, Mr. Severin Herbert.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Have you had a good week?
Yeah, it's been okay, not bad. A few shocks and surprises.
Yes, as always. Now, Sev, this is the first gig in 3 years for the Ian Dorsan Good Time Band. So you've got a new lineup coming up tonight.
Well, it's almost an entirely new lineup. We've still got Chris, the bassist Roach, who's playing bass.
Yes.
I'm still fronting the band, but we've also now got Nick Leo, who's on lead guitar. We've got Glyn, who might actually make it through all 12 songs tonight, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Didn't actually last time. We've got a new drummer who we've taken sort of the idea of Def Leppard. He's only got one arm, and he'll be drumming
with that one arm.
Well, he might be. It depends, because he was slightly pissed off by the fact they won't offer me a job. So he was last seen going to get some grits and to hang a local black person.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And then we've got
new sax player.
I've got a new sax player who's a very saxy sax player.
Yes.
Called Clara, and she's very, very good, and also a singer. So yeah, it's got a new sound.
So what's the set looking like tonight?
A bit of old, a bit of new. We've got our classics like Mustang Sally, you know, and I Feel Good, Crowd Pleasers. And then we've got a few new ones, Weather Girls, It's Raining Men, I won't be singing that. And we're also doing a Mel C and Brian Adams number, which is very new.
That should be very interesting, very interesting. Yeah. So how do you see, I mean, this is going to be the first gig in 3 years.
Mm.
How do you see the band moving forward from here? Because it was a long break. From the scene, the band was going well. We're playing.
Step at a time, Christopher. Step at a time.
Well, where do you want to be in 4 months?
Well, in 4 months' time, it'd be nice to play a venue like this again. Perhaps not so much karaoke, and not so much that we're sort of here to facilitate the enjoyment of others. That we are, you know,
with you singing a full set.
Yeah. Well, maybe not a full set. I think. I don't know if my voice can do it, but I'll definitely share some of the vocals with other people. It'd be nice to have some ladies back in the band, like we did. A few years ago at the Welsh Ball, it was very good, and it also sort of means we can play different types of songs. But yeah, you know, it'd be nice in 4 or 5 months' time if we could be playing a few gigs regularly, even if we're not being paid, just to, you know, just as a relaxing way of getting through the weeks.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, what songs would you like to introduce to the set?
Oh, that's interesting. Introduce new ones or old ones from when we.
You can do both.
New ones. I'd like to do actually some, not some Motown, but some what they call Northern Soul songs.
Yes.
That'd be great to do some Northern Soul songs. That's sort of that Motown sound, but with a bit of Northern Soul Leo
absolutely.
To it would be
absolutely.
Lovely. That'd be great. And then, you know, it's just some old Motown classics, bit of rock and roll.
Bit of soul, bit of funk.
Bit of soul, maybe a bit of funky stuff. You know, maybe some recent stuff as well.
Now, a few years ago, we were playing some of the top gigs in Bangkok in terms of being paid. I mean,
a lot of money.
A lot of money. We wouldn't be accepting money now because you're not allowed to do that. Of course. Here in Bangkok. Do you see yourself going back into those big venues again and playing some of the big gigs?
Well, you know, I've got enough to retire now, Chris. But
from music, we're talking about.
Well, not just, you know, I've got enough to retire from sort of all that fame and glory. You know, it was nice having all those sort of 60-year-old women throw themselves at you. But you know, once you've had Caroline, you can't go back. I know, but when you know, Chris, okay there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
When you know, I've got past that. I've got past that stage now. I'm happy now. Me and Lenny, we're doing fine together, and I think it's just nice doing the small gigs for our true fans.
Brilliant.
Not those hangers
on. Listen, we're running out of time rapidly. Just a point of interest, Chris Moyle's also audio booed.
Yeah, yeah.
So on the website, you might actually have your audio boo next to his.
Fantastic.
Any words for your fans?
You know,
fans of the band, fans of the Ian Dorsan Good Time Band.
We hope you'll enjoy tonight's gig, our first gig for a long time. We hope it'll be sharper than it has been in rehearsals. We're sure it'll be great, and we hope to see you very soon in Molly Malone's.
Severin Herbert, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
Real pleasure.
See you later.
Good luck tonight.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.